He said, love, love, love. My love for you, for mankind. And your love, mankind's love for me. And that's what he's emphasizing tonight. Are you getting it? God loves you, and he wants you to do what? Love him. God what? Loves you, and he wants you what? I think it should be pretty clear by now that he who is love, which is the name, as in the song, love lifted me, loves, which is the verb form, you and me. He wants you to understand that. He wants you to understand that he loves you. And my thought was, God, everybody knows that you love them. He said, you would be surprised how many people don't know that I love them. Amen. 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 Listen to this, and this is so important. He wants you to know that his love is not a casual kind of love. Therefore, he doesn't want us to take it casually or lightly. This love is born out of his heart for mankind. Love, love, love. God loves you. Father God said, my creation of man. Say, that's me. Father God said, my creation of man was not a fly-by-night activity because I didn't have anything else to do. It was my way of populating the earth with myself. So, does that make me a little God? Say it. Does that make me a little God? I'll let you ponder on that. Amen. Get the Resident CD the other Sunday. Genesis 26, 27, 8, and 31. Genesis chapter 1, 26, 27, 28, and 31. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air. Let me back up. This is what I'm supposed to say. He said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Look at somebody and tell them, say, you look like God. Say, woo-wee. Say, God must look so good. Amen. Good, good, good. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. He said, repopulate the earth with me, myself. More just like me. Say, just like he is,
I am.
Amen. I think Toya's tag says, as he is. The scripture says, so am I. Amen. Glory to God. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God saw, say, and God saw. Everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Say this, God made me, like unto himself. He says in verse 31, I'm very good. Good looking, good in my heart, good, good, good. That's me. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, I am loved and very good.
I am loved and very good.
Number two, I am loved and very good.
I am loved and very good.
Number three, I am loved and very good.
I am loved and very good.
Many of you know the story of the fall. Adam and Eve in the garden. But God wants you to know that before that even happened, he already had, say me, covered with his love. Before the fall, God already had you and me covered with his love. Before Adam and Eve sinned, God already had me in his heart. Isn't it wonderful to be in the heart of God? Isn't it wonderful to be in the heart of God? Hallelujah. I remember when my children were small, we were down at my mom's one night, one day or whatever, and they were cutting up. Probably Therese was the leader, but I don't know for sure. But I was saying, I'll be glad when you grow up. Mama said, they won't get on your, and you're getting on my nerves. And she said, but when they grow up, they won't get on your nerve. They get on your heart. Amen. Amen. Listen to this. Titus chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. And we're talking about, had you covered with his love from the foundation of the world. God had me covered with his love from the what? Foundation of the world. God had me what? Covered with his love from the what? Foundation of the world. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and to the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in the hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Hallelujah. Paul mentions it in Romans chapter 16 and in verse 25 when he said, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. The secret of Christ was, it was a secret, but he was already there. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God says, my love was established before you were formed in the womb. As with Jeremiah, I already had a plan to love you. So, ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say, it sounds like a good plan to me. He says, Jeremiah 1:5, and this is King James, before I formed you in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. In the New Living, it says, the Lord said to me, I chose you before I gave you life. And before you were born, I selected you to be a prophet to the nations. Yes, we are little gods in this earth. He said, I want to repopulate the earth with myself. And when I start doing that, you know, to say, well, I'm a God, lowercase G. And then I thought about immediately, BB was there. And I thought about, we call him a little Jeffrey. Now I call him a little Pawpaw Shadow. But we are like the ones we came from. So we are gods. And then I'll just give you the scripture. I won't go there and read them, but Psalm 82 and 6. Well, I do have some. And then John 10, and you want to read 32 through 38. Yes, we are little gods in the earth, born for a specific purpose. And that purpose is to be the object of God's love, because number one, God loves me. Number two, God loves me. Number three, God loves me. Amen. That's why you were born. Now, there's some other things, and I had this nice lesson about God had plan A, and then he had to go to plan B, and he sent Jesus. God said, keep it simple, Cora. Glory. The Lord said, teach it to the people. Teach them that I love them, that I created them to populate the earth with myself. Listen, I'm teaching you now. You are to populate the earth with God. You are to be like God in this earth. You are to be a God in this earth. In other words, you have dominion. You have rule. Because he gave it to you in Genesis. Amen. So when they see you, they see God. And the devil starts to run. Hallelujah. 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 When you know who has authority, you'll do something different. Amen. She knew that policeman had authority. She knew that highway patrolman had authority.